Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's social experiences podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly episodes, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. All right, to start this episode off, let us thank our sponsor, and that is British Beauty Bar Teeth Whitening. British Beauty Bar offers teeth whitening normally for $180, but right now they have a special on for $150. And I don't know about you, but for the last year and being in quarantine, I have drank so much coffee. Like, I usually have 3 coffees a day. I don't know, sometimes more than that, though. It's not good. And then on top of that, lots of times I'm drinking red wine, and it's not good for my teeth. I've definitely noticed they are yellower than they were a year ago. Plus, I'm thinking if things are going to be opening up soon, you know, we're all supposedly vaccinated and we're just on the cusp of being allowed to party again, I feel like I need to get my teeth whitened because it's been a while. They're not looking their best. And I used to use those like Crest whitening strips, and I think those work okay, but they don't really get in between your teeth. And I also don't know if they're even good for your teeth because they're kind of like the ghetto drugstore version. So I think I would much prefer to have it done by professionals just like British Beauty Bar. Think about getting that done. Right now the special is $150 instead of $180, so now is the time to go. Obviously they're not open at this very moment because of restrictions, but in a few weeks you can get your teeth done and have your pearly whites out on the town. And also, if you happen to be listening and you're a small business that does like aesthetic kind of stuff, maybe you do facials or makeup or whatever it is that you do, you could actually add teeth whitening to your own repertoire so that you can have that as a list of services that you provide. So you can get trained as a teeth whitener and then you can charge to have clients come to you to get their teeth whitened. Think about that. British Beauty Bar is offering that as a course right now. So I just mentioned that in case you're a small business that might be interested in adding that service. Okay, so that is enough on our sponsor. Let's get into the events part of the podcast. Now, as I give you the usual weekly caveat, there is not much for events happening right now because we are still in lockdown. The event scene is pretty sad, but let's start off by talking about the whole fiasco around drive-ins. What happened was, at first, drive-ins were raring to go. They had all their list of shows planned out. They had already launched both Grey Eagle Casino Drive-In and also the, I think it's Canyon Meadows was doing drive-ins as well. There was a couple different theaters that were doing it. And then they found out, after they had already started offering drive-ins, that apparently it's illegal and the government shut it all down and they said no drive-in movies, no drive-in theater, no drive-in events whatsoever because we're in a lockdown and COVID could spread to, I don't know, people in the cars or between the cars. I'm not really sure what the logic was. It didn't really make any sense because drive-ins had been allowed this whole time and no one really said that all of a sudden they weren't allowed. So these places were really caught off guard that they had to be shut down after putting all this money into these events and even selling tickets for the movies coming up and then having to refund the tickets. So it was a whole disaster. And then all of a sudden, government does a complete 180 and now drive-ins are allowed again. So that happened as of Monday, I think it was, because I posted the list of shows that the Grey Eagle is doing going forward and people went crazy over that. That was probably one of my most viewed, clicked on, DM'd thing that I maybe have ever posted. Like, people were really excited about seeing that list of movies. Good for you for wanting to support the Grey Eagle after. I felt so bad for them when they had to shut down. Like, that would just be so emotionally crushing. So good thing that they'll probably have like a big uptake now because it seems like people are really excited to go see drive-in movies. The next update I have is about Noble Pie. Yay, my favorite pizza place. So I think it was last week I was telling you guys that they were moving to downtown, but I didn't know where it was at that point because they hadn't announced it yet. And they announced it on their Instagram this week. It's on 10th Ave between 6th and 7th Street Southwest. Now, I didn't really know where that was because it's kind of like a back alley. Like, it's a bit of a hidden place, but it is behind, if you know where Bridget Bar is and Commonwealth, it's back behind there, literally, yeah, in an alley with like a door that doesn't look like you would know anything was in there. So it was kind of an interesting choice. It doesn't look like much of a step up from where they were before, because 88 Brewing was obviously a really awesome atmosphere, really cool place. So maybe they're just using it as a takeout place and you can't actually eat in. Like, maybe there's no tables in there. I have no idea. They only posted the outside. There's no picture of an inside. I'm just guessing that that might have been, like, maybe they're taking it real slow and they're like, we'll do takeout for now in our new location and then see where it goes from there, because adding the dine-in would be too much. I don't know. I'm not sure. Whatever the case is, I am excited that they're hopefully opening soon from their new location and we can start eating their pizza pronto. The next item that is coming up, I have mentioned before, it is the Van Gogh Experience. That is the one that is coming June 3rd and has all the Van Gogh art visually displayed on the walls, and you kind of just walk around and get that audiovisual experience. It's around $50 per person, so a little bit pricey, but I think they've sold out a lot of the tickets, at least in their first days of opening, so people are obviously excited to see it. It does look really fun. I don't know if I'm gonna go or not. Depends if I'm being cheap or not. I might be doing a giveaway with them. Stay tuned in the next like week and a half. If that is a go, you may be able to win ticks on my page. The next thing I want to tell you about is the Night Market. So that is on for this Saturday, May 29th, and that is at Eau Claire. Hopefully the weather is good. I think a good night, open air night market would be like a really fun thing to do on a Saturday. They'll probably have like some food trucks there or other things to eat. Also on Saturday, oh wait, this is the following Saturday, so June 5th, is Cobb's Adventure Parks Adults Only Night. So this is the 80s themed one, and I checked just before I hopped on here to record this to make sure that tickets were still available, and they are, which I'm surprised about because I think they might sell out this event. It's $45 and that gets you entry, appetizers, and I'm not sure if it gets you a drink, because originally it said a drink was included, but now it just kind of says you buy drinks. So either you get one free or maybe you get zero free with that price, but it still sounds like a decent deal for a fun night out and an adults only atmosphere with an 80s theme. That's pretty fun. Check out Cobb's Adventure Park website to purchase of those tickets. And back to this Saturday, sorry, my dates are like all over the place. This is Saturday, May 29th. There is an event at Delta Calgary South, and this is a wine dinner. It's one of those ones where you have your dinner and your stay in a package for $325. Get your stay and five courses with wine, which actually sounds really amazing. That is this Saturday, and there's still tickets available for that. And I think you have to buy the tickets through Delta Calgary South, because I found out about that one through their Instagram. Check their Instagram to learn more. Next piece of news, this is a new restaurant alert, guys. I'm excited for this one. So you all know the Thank You Hospitality Group. That is the same people who do like A1 Burrito, A1, like the whole A1 collection, Bodega, that's the other one, and Native Tongues. So we really love Thank You Hospitality Group. They are opening a restaurant called Fonda Flora, which I think is a weird name. Like, I kind of trip over that. Fonda Flora? See what I mean? Like, it is a tongue twister. That one is going to be downtown in a new hotel that is going up. I think it's kind of like a small boutique hotel. It's not really going up. It's already there. It's just getting renovated. I don't know. The hotel wasn't very interesting to me, but the new restaurant part was the intriguing part to me. And I don't know anything else about it. There's no information on what Fonda Flora will be serving, but I'm excited to find out. And not really any dates on that either, which makes sense right now because of COVID and all. Other things to do on the weekend, on both Friday and Saturdays, the 28th and 29th, there is a magic show happening by Ben Price, local magician, and this is in combination with Born Colorado. What you can do is you buy your ticket for, this is a virtual show. He is specializing in doing virtual magic, which I'm pretty impressed that he's able to pull that off and entertain people, so good for him. And how it works is you can buy a ticket for a set price, I think it's like $20 or something, it's not too expensive, or you can upgrade and get a slightly more expensive ticket that comes with a 4-pack of beers. So that's the part where Born Colorado gets involved. I love that those guys are pairing up. That's amazing. It's great to see locals supporting locals, and looks like a fun thing to do. Check that out. Go to Ben Price's website to purchase those, or you can find him on Instagram too. And interestingly enough, I asked you guys to give me some information for my podcast this week. I was like, feed me some intel, you guys, because nothing's happening and I'm just going to crowdsource this and see what you guys come up with, because you are the eyes and ears out there in the world. You know what's happening. You guys passed on a couple of cool things. One thing that was mentioned a few times was Jam's restaurant in Airdrie. I never heard of Jam's before. They are doing an event called Friday Burger Wars, and this is cool. I like the idea of a burger war. You get two burgers, like if it's, I don't know, a matzo burger and a cheeseburger or something. You get one of each and you get two drinks, alcoholic drinks, and that whole package is for $25. I feel like that's actually a good deal. Like, that's Airdrie prices. That's not Calgary price. You can't get two burgers and two drinks for $25 in Calgary. Nope, that doesn't happen. That sounds really fun. I love the concept of the burger wars. Oh, and how it's a war is you go on social media and you vote for the one that you like the best. And I don't know, somehow they tally them up at the end of the night and let the people know what was the winner. Thank you to people who suggested that as a fun thing to do. Apparently it's every Friday. So check out Jam's Restaurant Instagram if you want to learn more about which burger is fighting which on the upcoming weekend. Another piece of information that I learned from crowdsourcing was about a new market. This one is called Relove Market and it's at Commonwealth. It is, as you can guess from the title, Relove. It's a vintage and consignment pop-up. Unfortunately, we missed it for this week because I'm recording this on Sunday and it was yesterday and today. I'm glad I know about it though now, because I'm assuming that they will do more of these and I can keep my eyes out for the Relove Market the next time and tell you guys about it in advance, because that sounds really cool and like a fun place to shop. And also, I'm totally pro helping out the environment by twice loved items. In terms of my news or what's going on with me, I told you guys I was banned from Instagram last week. I didn't do anything to get banned. People were asking me, like, what did you do? Like, what, how did you, like, I think they thought I was making inappropriate comments, or like, I don't know what people thought, but I didn't do anything. Like, I, as far as I can tell, is maybe because I had Instagram open on my browser and my computer, and then like kind of wasn't thinking and then opened the app on my phone, so Instagram's automatically thought I was a bot. I don't know, that's the only thing I can come up with and maybe caused it, because all I was doing was scrolling and I liked a picture and all of a sudden it told me I'm banned for a week, and there's nothing you can do once you're banned, right? You can't, there's no way to fight back. But luckily my ban is over. It was a full week and it was a painful week because I wanted to like all you guys' photos. I had like cool people follow me and I wanted to follow them back. I couldn't do any of that. Instagram jail was crappy, but now I'm back. I didn't learn my lesson though, because I don't know what I did. Other news. So I got COVID arm. And I'm only telling you guys this because I feel like no one told me this could happen. I'm obviously pro getting vaccinated because I did go get vaccinated. So I don't want to discourage anyone from doing that. You definitely should get vaccinated. But what I was not aware of was that there is a side effect that can happen a week after being vaccinated. Originally, I got vaccinated on a Wednesday and my arm hurt for like a couple days because of the physical pain of being, you know, stabbed. But then it was fine. I was like, okay, I'm in the clear. Everything's good. No, that was not the case. Close to a week later, so I guess the following Tuesday, my arm swole up. It got all red. It hurt so much, way more than the original pain. I had to take Advil. I was like putting on Polysporin, like slathering it to help with the itching because it was painful itching, but also like because it was swollen and hard and red. Like it was really weird. And I was Googling it because I was like, what's happening? Is this a blood clot? Am I going to die? Is it going to travel to my brain? Is this the end? No, it's this thing called COVID arm. And what it is it's just kind of an allergic reaction to the vaccine. It's different from that original pain that you first feel because that is like the physical stabbing that gives you the pain in the first couple days. But then the week later, that's actually your body reacting to the vaccine, which was weird because I'm not allergic to anything. Food, seasonal allergies, nothing, medicines, like I have no allergies. So I don't know why my arm decided to throw a fit. I really didn't enjoy it. So it really hurt for like 2 days and I felt like garbage. But then after that, it kind of wore off and now it's just a little bit itchy and a little bit red, but mostly has went away. That's my vaccine story. I can't complain too much. It was more just like annoying, if anything. I'm still happy that I got the vaccine and still recommend that you get vaccinated, but just note that that could happen to you. Oh, and I should mention I got Moderna. Apparently that is, I don't want to say like a rare side effect, but it's not a common side effect. It can happen. What else did I do? Oh yeah, so I recorded a podcast yesterday with my boyfriend as a test podcast because I wanted to check the audio abilities of my setup here. I think that went pretty well. Like we did a full episode. It was 52 minutes. Obviously it'll be a little shorter after editing. And we talked about, like, we did a little bit of just background of the podcast and we did some random chatting. And then we got into a lot of like my favorites in the city. So favorite sushi, ramen, tacos, pizza places, breweries, festivals. Like we covered a whole random pile of topic. It's a pretty light episode. It's fun. You can, you know, get to know me a little bit better. You can get to know my boyfriend a little bit if that's something you wanted to do. I will put that episode out sometime this week. I really hope the audio turns out good on it because if that episode goes well, then I can start having guests on the podcast, which I've been excited to do for months. So here we are. We are so close, everyone. So that's it for updates from me. But I do want to let you know about a couple of contests that are running right now on the accounts. And the first one is for the British Beauty Bar. We're actually giving away teeth whitening, which is amazing. Go to YYC Sociables and enter into that contest. You will see it. It's like the pink square with the person smiling. Make sure you enter that contest. And I have a second contest on YYC Sociables that is open right now for Rodin and Fields. That is for a expensive moisturizer. It's like a $78 bottle of body moisturizer that's really fancy. And plus included with that is like a virtual consult with makeover, makeup tips, and every sort of things done by a professional. Enter that contest as well because that would be a really nice, fun win. And there's a third contest happening right now. And this one is special. This one is on Sarah Sociables. And the reason why I say it's special is because it's actually a fundraiser. What you do is you donate $5 to the GoFundMe, and every $5 donation is entered into a contest for this really awesome gift basket that includes all sorts of like condiment type stuff. There's hot sauces. I think there's fancy crackers, and I don't know. There's a bunch of different foods that look really good. And on top of that, there is gift card to Joey's restaurants and to Willow Park Wines. I think they're for $50 and $100. So the whole basket itself is worth $450. So you just have to donate $5 to the GoFundMe for entering. And but you should really donate more than that because that'll get you more entries into the basket. So please go check out my page. That's the Sarah Sociables one to enter that. And you'll find all the information under the Island Foods post. All right, so that is it for this week. Normally I would do a podcast review shout out, but I didn't get any reviews. So here's a pro tip. If there's any small businesses listening right now, if you want a free mention on the podcast, drop me a review because I do shout out everyone who reviews me. That would be wonderful. That would benefit us both, right? Okay, so that's everything. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or any suggestions at all, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I really appreciate that you are here and interested in the same things I'm excited about, and that means the world to me. And if you are interested in advertising on the podcast or in any other capacity, send me an email at info@yycsocials.com. All right, bye friends. See you next week.